aging 10 times the normal rate. For the first 9 months of Sam Burns' life, everything seemed normal. He learned to walk, but then his parents noticed something different. After a year, doctors ultimately diagnosed him with a genetic disease so rare that it affects just 1 in 8 million children. Only 40 children in the world are known to have the disease. The disease, progeria, ages children at up to 10 times the normal rate. They stop growing prematurely, then lose their hair and get arthritis. Some children suffer strokes by the time they are 4 or 5. There is no known treatment or cure, and most patients die of heart disease by the age of 13. Progeria is a gene mutation, but scientists had not identified which gene or genes were responsible for the disease, so they had no idea even how to start hunting for a cure. With most genetic diseases, researchers are able to examine family trees to see how diseases recur, cross-referencing the information to narrow the hunt. But with progeria sufferers seldom living into their teens, there were no family trees to study. But not long ago, NIH called Sam's parents with good news. By comparing the genetic samples of progeria sufferers with a normal human gene structure, they had found a common chromosome glitch that almost all of the progeria-afflicted children shared. The discovery could potentially be the first step toward finding a cure for the rare disease, and possibly even a way to combat the diseases of aging in the general population. Now 7, Sam acts just like any child his age. However, Sam has the body of a 70-year-old and is starting to feel some of the effects of premature aging, including poor eyesight and stiffness in his joints.